With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hurricane Melissa has reached Category 5 strength, Jamaica directly in sight.
In Jamaica, waves are pounding the shore, winds whipping the trees, and rain falling as Hurricane Melissa bears down on the island. Forecast to bring 160 mile per hour winds and 30 inches of rain, says National Hurricane Center specialist Larry Kelly.
Those in Jamaica need to seek their shelter now, and it's not moving very fast either, so we're talking about a long-duration event.
Over the weekend, residents like Market Ward raiding stores to prepare for the worst.
Shelves are empty.
Melissa, the strongest hurricane to hit Jamaica in recent history, already causing fatalities in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. I'm Julie Walker.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warned on Sunday that he's about to make good on a threat to revoke millions in federal funding for California because the state continues to issue commercial driver's licenses to non-citizens.
In an interview, Secretary Duffy said California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has refused to comply with Department of Transportation rules that require the state to stop issuing such licenses and review those already issued. Last month, the Transportation Department tightened commercial driver's license requirements for non-citizens after three fatal crashes that officials said were caused by immigrant truck drivers. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Navy indicating bad fuel may be the cause of two crashes involving Navy jets.
A fighter jet and a helicopter based off the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz both crashed into the South China Sea Sunday within 30 minutes of each other. The Navy's Pacific Fleet says the three crew members of the Seahawk helicopter were rescued and the two aviators in the Super Hornet fighter jet ejected and were recovered safely. All five are in stable condition. The causes are under investigation. The president has ruled out foul play.
And that is Mike Hempen reporting, and this is SRN News. Americans are weighing in on the Bible and social issues. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A new poll of church-going adults released by the Family Research Council, just 47% believe that the scriptures offer clear guidance on the morality of homosexuality. And only 40% think this about transgenderism. The survey also finds just 51% of Americans who attend worship services regularly say the Bible is clear and decisive on the question of abortion. 59% think the Bible is clear about religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Japan's parliament has elected Sanae Takaichi as the country's first female prime minister. She's a conservative who lists former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher amongst her role models. And Takaichi is also opposed to gay marriage and the LGBT agenda. Japan is in the midst of a battle over homosexual unions. This is SRN News. Julie Walker reports on arrests in the Louvre jewel heist that rocked Paris.
One suspect reportedly preparing to leave the country, police nabbing them at Charles de Gaulle Airport Saturday. The thieves stole jewels valued at $102 million in less than 8 minutes while the museum was open Saturday morning, October 19th. Officials say they dressed as renovation workers, used a stolen basket lift to scale the Louvre's facade, getting through a window, making their way to the gallery with the jewels, cutting through display cases, then exiting the way they came in and riding off on scooters. The museum's director calling it a terrible failure. I'm Julie Walker.
It's not the only high-profile heist at the Louvre. The Mona Lisa was stolen from the famous museum back in 1911. It was finally recovered only after 2 years of searching. More on these stories at srnnews.com.